Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Charlie Casserly will be on the show with us at 11 a.m. Joe Theismann will join us at noon. This from Randall to start the show. Just read these literally almost back-to-back about 15 minutes ago. Randall writes, mentioning the name this week is silly. You're the only one that would have that, and he writes that, T-H-A-T, in all caps, on your mind. And then I got this from Timothy A., I'm 54 and have three sons like you, Kevin. I'm really happy for them, but I think you're ignoring the elephant in the room. For many of us, it's hard to enjoy this as much as we would have before the name change. I know many that feel the way I do, so ignoring this conversation seems silly. I got two sillies, but for completely different reasons. Welcome to my world. Good morning. Denton is here with me. Start thinking about an answer to the following question. We're going to do a call segment here early in the show. Is there anything that makes you believe or convinces you that they can't win the Super Bowl? Like, is there something that in the back of your mind says, this is a great run and this is so much fun, but nah, they can't actually win the Super Bowl? You know, maybe it's the rookie quarterback thing. No rookie quarterback's ever made it to a Super Bowl. Maybe it's, you know, Philly's got too much experience. Philly's at home. They're a great defensive team. Is there anything that convinces you or makes you believe that they can't win the whole thing? Maybe it's, well, they can get to the next step, but they can't beat Allen or Mahomes when they get there. Start thinking about that, because I have an answer to that, and I've thought about this a lot of different ways. I'll give you my answer shortly. We've got a couple of good What Do You Gots coming up, including hypothetical Super Bowl point spreads and an outrageous prop bet on a specific player in the game Sunday between Washington and Philadelphia. But real quickly, Randall, I don't think we've talked about the name once this week, not even once. So to suggest that it's silly that it's on my mind, well, let me just tell you, it's always on my mind, but that's kind of funny. And Timothy A., I guess I have kind of ignored it to a certain point. I think Tommy asked me yesterday something about the name, and what I said was, I know for a lot of people, and this is not debatable because I've talked to these people and I hear from these people all the time. I mean, there is a segment and probably a much larger percentage of the fan base than most would believe, especially people that don't know the team or the history of the team and they're newcomers to this, that there are people that are finding it hard to enjoy this as much as they would have, you know, before the name change. There's no doubt that that's true. But anyway, yeah, people kind of hear what they want to hear. Good day, Randall. And to you, Timothy A. But I appreciate the listening and I appreciate the feedback. All right, I want to talk about just why they wouldn't be able to win the Super Bowl. I've thought about a number of things, like a rookie quarterback has never won an NFC championship game or AFC championship game and has never started in a Super Bowl. There have been six, and the six that got to this AFC NFC or AFC championship weekend, they all had top three scoring defenses. Jaden's is 18th in the league. Jaden's got by far and away the worst defense of any rookie quarterback to ever make a championship game. So he's an outlier from that standpoint. And it speaks to how great he is, as do all of the numbers, both traditional and advanced. This is the greatest rookie season at that position that we've ever seen. It's probably the greatest rookie season we've ever seen in the history of football for any position, although I'm sure there would be arguments from some of you of a certain age that Jim Brown in 1957 as a rookie when he won Rookie of the Year and he won league MVP would say, no, that's the year. And Lawrence Taylor was, as a rookie, the defensive player of the year and, of course, the defensive rookie of the year. That would be the one player that I would point to and say in my lifetime of watching NFL football, and I did not see Jim Brown play football, that Lawrence Taylor's season immediately came to mind as maybe the only other rookie season that was as great as this one. But that, you know, did not result in an NFC championship game. They got to the playoffs and won a playoff game, but that was it. They won a wild card game in his rookie year, but that was it. I think Jaden, because of the overall progress of the team and the way it's happened, which has been all or 90% plus on him, is the outlier rookie season for any position of all time. And that's why I don't look at things like the past when it comes to rookie quarterbacks not getting there and those that have. I mean, this has been offensive fueled. All of the others were defensive fueled, and they just got beat by more experienced and better offensive teams to advance to the Super Bowl. There isn't right now, in my mind, anything preventing me from thinking as objectively as I can, and that's hard. I concede that. But if I took a step back, and I've tried to over the last, you know, thinking about, you know, whether or not this can really happen, what am I missing here? I don't think I'm missing anything. They are right now clearly the best offensive team left in the NFC draw. Philadelphia is nowhere near as good offensively as Washington. They clearly have the best quarterback of the two remaining teams in the NFC. Today's game is much more about offense than it is defense. And yes, it's a road environment. And yes, it is a tough defensive team and a very well-coached defensive team. But the last time they faced this defense, they put up 36 points after turning the ball over five times. How many points would they have put up? Would they have put up had they turned the ball over just three times? Are they going to turn the ball over five times in Philadelphia on Sunday? Probably not. If they turn it over two or three times, are they done? Probably not, because of what they're capable of doing offensively. And then, so to me, Sunday, I actually think they're the better team. I think they are they're better equipped to win this game because they can score, and they can score at will, and they've got the best quarterback on the field. And then in a Super Bowl with 2 weeks to prepare, you know, sure, there would be a lot of, you know, discussion about Kansas City as an experienced team and as a team led by, you know, the GOAT, because if he wins another, we're probably going to refer to him as the greatest of all time. I don't know if we will or not. It wouldn't be crazy to start referring to Mahomes as the greatest of all time if he wins another one. He's still got a couple left to chase down Brady, but, you know, it's been all him. Or a lot him. I would feel a little bit against Kansas City like that would be a problematic matchup. But against Buffalo, you'd be talking about two teams that are there that are, you know, new to the situation, two franchises that are new to the situation. The last time each one of them was in it was, well, they were in it one more year after 91 and lost to the Cowboys for a second time. Or, I'm sorry, they lost to the Cowboys two more times after losing to us. But you get the point. It's been forever for both franchises. And I would certainly look at our offense and Buffalo's offense as a wash, and probably their defense and our defense is maybe a slight advantage. There is nothing, nothing preventing me in the most objective way that I can think about this to say they can't win the Super Bowl. That this is, you know, nearing the end of just a special, special turnaround season. And by the way, the introduction of an NFL team that's going to contend for the next 10 years because of what they have at quarterback and what they have in the front office and at head coach, et cetera, et cetera. But right now, in the moment, I absolutely think they've got as good of a chance. Not odds-wise, the odds makers don't agree with me, but I love the play of Washington plus 600 to win the Super Bowl, or wherever it is right now, somewhere between plus 550 and plus 700, depending on where you're looking at it. They are the long shot of the four. But there isn't anything right now that you could convince me is a really good reason as to why they can't win the Super Bowl. Denton, is there anything that makes you believe or convinces you that they can't win the Super Bowl?
The only thing would be the run defense, Kevin, and that is because they play Philadelphia. But if they beat Philadelphia, I don't fear Buffalo or Kansas City when it comes to running the football the same way that I do Philadelphia. But I think they've shown, at least over the past 2 weeks, especially last week, they have the ability to overcome that. So to answer your question, to give an answer, it would be the run defense, but I have the expectation that they are going to be in the game. So whatever happens and who they line up with, whichever quarterback that is, whether that's Mahomes, one of the all-time greats, or Josh Allen, who's been a generational great, so be it. But the expectation is that they are going to be in New Orleans for me.
You know why I didn't mention run defense, which I've mentioned every single week for the last, 10 or 11 weeks when we do our, what are the keys to win on Friday shows, is because it hasn't mattered. It just hasn't mattered. Okay, they can't stop the run. Well, they'll just score 40 then. They'll just score 30. They'll just score 36. They'll just score 42. It's not just that they haven't stopped the run. They haven't been consistent running the football. Two, tenets to postseason formula for winning championships. Stop the run, run the football. It hasn't mattered to them. They gave up 200 yards on the ground. They gave up 8.5 yards a carry on Saturday night. That's okay. We'll score 45. And we'll get you to turn the ball over, although that was a new thing for this team. This team has not been a takeaway team, and those takeaways were crucial. But, it's okay, Bijan Robinson. You can run for nearly 100.5, but we're going to come back and beat you with 30 points. I mean, it just hasn't mattered. It's all right, Saquon Barkley. You can run for $190, but we're gonna come back. We're gonna turn the ball over five times, but we're gonna come back and score 36 and beat you anyway. 150 he had. I'm sorry, in the second game, it just hasn't mattered. I think I said this to you yesterday. I've harped on the run defense for so long and been wrong as to the impact it would have on the final result of games. Every single week, got to stop the run. Eventually, you're going to have to stop the run. They've won 7 games in a row not stopping the run. So, to be honest with you, I'd be more concerned about Buffalo and their run game with the quarterback involved than I am about Philadelphia on Sunday if Jalen Hurts is compromised. I'm not saying that they can stop Saquon Barkley. I'm just saying, in terms of the overall impact it would have on the final result of the game, I'd be more concerned about Buffalo. Because James Cook and Josh Allen and Ty Johnson and the rookie Ray Davis, they are running the hell out of the football, and they did it against Baltimore on Sunday. I think, honestly, if we had done this 2 weeks ago, I would have said the same thing you said. But do you see where I am right now? Like, it hasn't mattered. They just beat Detroit and gave up 200 yards on the ground. They beat Tampa, and they couldn't stop Bucky Irving in the second half. He averaged 4.5 yards per carry. They beat the Falcons, and Bijan Robinson basically averaged 7 yards a carry against them. And then, fortunately, didn't touch the ball in the second half because Washington possessed it the entire time.
I'm picking up what you're putting down, but I do think going into this matchup, I don't know that they're going to score every single time, because this Eagles defense is substantially better than all three of the teams that you just mentioned. So I do think it'll be a little bit more of a back and forth, and not only, I think we'll see Tressway at least twice. How about that? I think we'll see.
Well, we saw Tressway twice, and we turned it over 5 times. That's 7 possessions against the Eagles on December 22nd that we didn't come away with points, and we still scored 36 and won the game. How does that happen?
Well, number 5 is how that one happens.
Exactly. This isn't a rookie. It is by birth certificate, as Vic Fangio said yesterday. But by every other measure, this is an elite top 2 or 3 quarterback in the NFL right now. And look, if they get to the Super Bowl, he'll play one of the other top 3. You know, certainly the number one that you would, you know, give based on resume right now. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Is there anything that makes you believe or convinces you that they can't win the Super Bowl? Because I do feel that there are people out there saying, this has been a nice run. This has been really cool to watch. Man, is 5 great. Man, is 17 really good. Quinn, love him. Peters, love him. Love all the stars, you know, Magic and KD and everybody, you know, and all Matthew McConaughey, I'm sure, will be there on Sunday. Everybody. But this is where it ends. Or it can't, you know, end with a Lombardi trophy if they're playing Buffalo or Kansas City. I think it can. There's certainly nothing that makes me stop dead in my tracks and stopping the Super Bowl train or stopping Super Bowl thoughts. I mean, this is a crazy team on a crazy roll right now. And look, if they didn't have him, if they were doing it with defense in a running game, which we've seen done before to the championship game, I wouldn't feel this way, clearly. 301-230-0980. Take your calls on that when we come back. Also, a couple of what do you gots, including some hypothetical Super Bowl point spreads. And one of the most insane prop bets for Sunday's Skins-Eagles game that you'll see in any NFL game at any time of the year. That's next.